This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. 5 more Palestinians are dead in the latest Israeli attack in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says it has killed 5 more militants in a large-scale operation in the occupied West Bank, including a well-known local commander. There was no immediate Palestinian confirmation of the death of Mohammed Jabba, known as Abu Shusha, a commander in the Islamic Jihad militant group in the Nur Shams refugee camp. The military says he was killed along with 4 others in a shootout with forces early Thursday after the 5 had hidden inside a mosque, adding Abu Shusha is linked to numerous attacks on Israelis, including a deadly shooting in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, called for an immediate halt to the deadly raids, asking Israel's government to comply with its obligations under international law and take measures to protect civilians. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will end their Georgia bus tour Thursday and tape their first major TV interview. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
At a Georgia high school yesterday, Harris and Walz watched a marching band rehearsal, with the vice president noting she was also in a band.
Sometimes you hit the note, sometimes you don't, but all that practice makes for beautiful music.
The tour through GOP strongholds in southeastern Georgia ends with a rally in Savannah. First, they'll tape an interview with CNN that airs tonight. It'll be Harris's first in-depth interview since becoming the party's nominee. Her lack of media access has become a key Republican attack line, with VP nominee J.D. Vance suggesting Harris will have Walz alongside simply because she's incapable of answering questions on her own. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The White House National Security Advisor has wrapped up his 3-day trip to China. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Through a translator, Vice Chairman of China's Central Military Commission, Zhang Youxia, greeted White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan before taking their seats. During the rare meeting, Zhang demanded that the United States stop collusion with Taiwan, the self-governing island that China says must come under its rule. Zhang said the reunification of Taiwan with the mainland is the mission and responsibility of the military. The meeting comes one day after the White House said that both countries would plan for a phone call between Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden in the coming weeks. I'm Donna Water.
Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González will speak remotely with the foreign ministers of the 27 European Union member states on Thursday in Brussels, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said.
He will address the ministers, but at the same time the repression continues in Venezuela. People from the teams of the opposition have been arrested and disappearing. We are very much worried by the situation of the leaders of the opposition. So the call from Edmundo will be very important for the ministers to take stock of the situation in Venezuela.
Venezuela's Electoral Council and its top court have proclaimed Nicolas Maduro in power since 2013 as the winner of the July 28th election, but has not published complete voting tallies. Venezuela's opposition has published its own tallies on an opposition website showing a resounding victory for González, giving him 67% support. Millions of people were told to evacuate from their homes, and some of Japan's biggest companies have closed their factories as strong winds and heavy rain lashed the country. Rachel Graham reports.
After hovering over the southerly Kyushu island for the next few days, the storm is expected to approach Tokyo around the weekend, the country's weather agency said. Strong winds and heavy rain knocked out power. Authorities warned Shanshan could be one of the strongest ever storms to hit the region as they assessed the death toll and reported scores left injured. The typhoon produced gusts of up to 112 miles per hour, according to the weather agency. Around 230,000 households in 7 prefectures were without power in the afternoon, according to Kyushu Electric Power Company. However, the company said there was no impact at its Sendai nuclear power plant in Satsuma-Sendai City, where the storm made landfall earlier on Thursday.
For expanded coverage and more stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.